Ever wonder what keeps those massive airplane engines running way up in the air?
It's got to be more than just hoping for the best, right?
Definitely more than hope. Today's deep dive, we're talking about the stuff that makes modern flight possible. The unsung heroes, you could say. Oils and lubricants.
Not the first thing that comes to mind when you think aviation, but essential nonetheless.
Absolutely essential. And we've got some great material to dig into today, straight from the
Oh,
experts.
yeah. What are we looking at?
An article from Aviation Maintenance Magazine. They interviewed engineers from ExxonMobil and Shell.
The big leagues. They know their stuff when it comes to keeping things running smoothly.
Exactly. And one of the things they talked about that really jumped out at me was the challenge of those ultra long haul flights.
Yeah, those flights are amazing. I mean, who wants a layover if you can avoid it?
Right. But it turns out those marathon flights are pushing the limits of what engine oils can actually handle.
Interesting. How so?
It all comes down to heat, apparently. The longer the engine runs, the hotter it gets.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So what's the big deal? Can't the oil take it?
Think of it like cooking, right? If you're using olive oil, you're not going to use it for deep frying.
Because it'll start smoking and taste bad.
Right, exactly. High heat breaks it down. Same basic idea inside a jet engine.
Instead of smoke, though, you get, what was it they called it? Coking.
Yeah, coking. Not delicious, by the way.
Definitely not something you want in your engine. So what is it exactly?
Basically, carbon buildup. Like if you forgot to clean your oven ever and you get that burnt on grime.
Yeah, not a good look. And definitely not good for an engine.
Not at all. Clogs things up, restricts the oil flow, and worst case scenario dot engine failure.
Yikes. All because the oil can't handle the heat.
That's the gist, yeah. Standard oils, they just weren't designed for these super high temperatures.
So what are they doing about it? Just using bigger fans to cool the engines down?
They've got to be doing something more than that.
Right.
The article talked about how Shell, they've developed these new oils. They're calling them third generation oils. One in particular, it's called ASTO 560, and it's specifically engineered for this.
To withstand those long flights and keep everything running smoothly.
Exactly.
But are all airplane manufacturers facing the same heat problem?
That's a good question. And from what I gathered, it seems like engine designs do differ.
Oh, well, so.
Well, ExxonMobil, they pointed out that Rolls-Royce engines, they're known to run hotter than, say, General Electric engines.
It's kind of like the difference between, I don't know, using a gas stove versus an induction cooktop. Both get the job done, but one definitely generates a lot more heat.
That's a great analogy. So, for those hotter running engines, the oil choice is even more critical.
Makes sense. You can't just use anything off the shelf. It's got to be something up to the task.
Right. Like this other oil from ExxonMobil, Mobil Jet Oil 387. They formulated it specifically for those extreme temperatures.
So we've got the engine heat, we've got these specialized oils. What other challenges do these high-flying lubricants face?
You ready for this? The relationship between the oils and the seals they use in engines, that's a whole other thing.
Wait, what do you mean the seals? Like, what kind of relationship are we talking about?
I'm talking about oil versus seals. Sounds a little dramatic, right? But it's all about compatibility.
Okay, this I gotta hear more about. Okay, this I gotta hear more about.
Oil versus seals. Like a slippery showdown inside the engine.
You're really leaning into the drama today, but I'm here for it. What's the deal with these seals?
Well, from what I understand, some oils and seal materials, they just don't get along.
They don't get along. What does that even mean? Like the oil tries to go on a date with the seal and gets rejected.
Not quite a date, but imagine you combine, I don't know, oil and water. They just don't mix,
Yeah,
right?
they separate. Like oil floats on top.
Exactly. And in the case of oil and seals, if they're not compatible, well, things can get messy.
Oh no. How messy we're talking.
Think leaks, for starters. You definitely don't want oil leaking out of a jet engine mid-flight.
No, that's not good. Leaks, I get it, but is there anything else?
Yeah, the oil can actually damage the seals themselves.
Damage. Like what kind of damage?
You know, degrade them, cause them to crack, that kind of thing. And those repairs, those are not cheap.
So it's got to be the right oil. Otherwise, big problems. So, what's the secret sauce? How do they figure out if an oil and a seal will get along?
It's all about chemistry, apparently.
Chemistry, yeah, that'll do it.
I know. Shell, they use this term elastomer compatibility. So basically, the oil can't eat away at the rubbery materials in those seals.
Elastomer compatibility.
Yeah.
Got it. Sounds like they put a lot of thought into this.
Yeah, it's a balancing act. The oil has to withstand those insane temperatures, but it also has to play nice with all these other engine parts.
That's a lot of pressure. Speaking of pressure, I was also really intrigued by how Different sectors are approaching these lubrication challenges.
Different sectors? Like what?
Well, the article mentioned the military. They're always pushing the envelope, tech-wise, right? And it turns out they're doing some really interesting stuff with lubricants, too.
I bet. Fighter jets, all that speed and maneuverability, their engines must be under incredible stress.
Exactly. We're talking about oils that need even higher thermal stability.
Higher than those third-generation oils we talked about earlier.
Oh, yeah. These oils need to be able to flow at extreme temperatures, handle immense pressure, you name it.
So what are we talking, like top secret formulas being cooked up in some government lab somewhere?
They're working on entirely new classes of oils. Like there's one called MIL PRF 23699 Enhanced Ester Oil. It's wild.
Enhanced Ester Oil, huh? Catchy name.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But it's basically the Superman of lubricants. Designed for the most extreme conditions.
Okay, now that's just cool. So you've got commercial airlines dealing with coking, and the military's got their super oils, and this sounds like two completely different ball games.
And that's part of what makes this so interesting. It's like comparing a leisurely Sunday drive with, I don't know, racing in the Indy 500. The demands are just different.
Makes sense. But those advancements in the military world, they usually trickle down to the commercial side eventually, right?
You'd think so, but yeah. It's not always that simple. ExxonMobil actually said they think the turbine oils used in commercial aircraft today, they'll probably still be around in 20 to 30 years.
Whoa, really? That long?
Yep. Which, if you think about it, is kind of amazing.
It is, especially with all the talk about innovation in aviation, new fuels, electric planes.
But it also makes sense when you think about safety.
Safety first, always. So does that mean no exciting developments on the horizon for commercial lubricants? Are we stuck with the same old stuff for the next few decades?
Not necessarily. There's one big question mark that everyone's asking.
The big question mark, let me guess, it's those electric planes, right?
You got it. The EV tails. Everybody wants to know how they'll change the game.
Yeah, will those even need oil? They're electric. It seems counterintuitive.
Right. And both Shell and ExxonMobil had some interesting takes on this.
I'm all ears. What did they say?
Well, it seems like in the short term, EVTOLs probably won't really shake things up too much.
How come? No need for oil, less maintenance. That's going to disrupt things.
It will eventually, but for now, think about it. Early EVTOLs, they're mainly focused on short-haul flights.
Yeah, like hopping between cities.
Exactly. Replacing cars, buses, maybe helicopters, not those massive long-haul jets.
So no major shift for Boeing and Airbus just yet. Makes sense. But what about the technology itself? Electric motors, batteries, those got to need some kind of lubrication, don't they?
That's a great point, and ExxonMobil actually addressed that. Electric motors, they said, they don't use a lot of lubricant, but.
But. There's always a but, isn't there?
Well, the transmissions, at least in some of those electric drivetrain systems, those do require some specialized fluids. Yeah, and they even compared it to electric vehicles, mm-hmm. cars and trucks, you know. They've already got those advanced transmission fluids for EVs under their Mobil 1 brand.
So the stuff they're learning from electric cars, they can apply that directly to aviation. That's pretty cool.
Right. It's all connected, which I think is fascinating. Like innovation in one area can benefit something completely different.
I love these connections. It's like a domino effect.
Yeah.
But it sounds like these companies aren't just sitting back and waiting to see what happens with these electric planes. What else are they up to?
Well, Shell, they're really emphasizing sustainability these days.
Sustainability. Yeah, that's the big buzzword everywhere you look these days.
It is. But they seem serious about it. They want to be a net zero emissions energy business by 2050.
That's ambitious. How does that even work for a company that makes lubricants?
Good question. It's not just about the oils themselves. They're looking at their whole operation.
Yeah.
Reducing emissions, sustainable packaging, even using recycled plastics.
The whole nine yards. That's pretty impressive.
Right. They're really thinking big picture. Now, ExxonMobil, they were a little more tight-lipped about their future plans.
Come on, spill the beans. What did they say?
Not much, unfortunately. They're working with the Air Force, the Navy, aircraft manufacturers on next-generation technologies, but...
But no details. Classic. Sounds like we'll have to wait and see on that front. Maybe in another deep dive down the line.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. This is just the tip of the iceberg, really.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling a lot more knowledgeable about the hidden world of aviation lubricants.
Me too. It's not something you think about every day, but it's amazing how much complexity goes into keeping those planes in the air.
It's like we always say, right? It's the stuff you don't see, the stuff behind the scenes that's really holding it all together.
So true. And in this case, it's these oils we're talking about, dealing with crazy temperatures, insane pressure, Even those seal compatibility issues.
Like a hidden world inside those engines.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It's amazing they figured it all out.
And it's constantly evolving too. You've got the military pushing the limits, commercial aviation focused on safety, and then this whole electric plane thing.
And who knows what they'll come up with next, right?
It makes you think too about all the other industries that are quietly relying on these advancements.
Yeah, like we talked about with electric vehicles. Totally different applications, but they can learn from each other.
That cross-pollination of ideas, that's what I find so fascinating. But let's be real, most people getting on a plane, they're not thinking about any of this.
No, they're just hoping for a smooth flight and maybe some decent snacks.
Exactly. But hey, after this deep dive, we'll be thinking about it, right? Next time we're up in the air, we'll have a newfound appreciation for those unsung heroes, those oils working hard down below.
Absolutely. Keeping those engines humming.
A silent but essential part of the journey.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And there you have it, folks. Another deep dive complete. From coking to compatibility to the future of lubricants.
We covered it all.
We did. Hope you learned something new today. Who knows what we'll be diving into next time?
Maybe jetpacks.
Jetpacks, rocket fuel. The possibilities are endless. Until then, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and we'll see you on the next episode of The Deep Dive.